This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A UN Security Council vote on a much-delayed resolution calling for a pause to the Israel-Hamas war has been postponed again. As members wrangled over wording, it's been rescheduled now for Thursday morning. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. wants and expects Israel to shift its military operations in Gaza to a lower-intensity phase, during which there will be more targeted operations focused on Hamas leadership and its infrastructure. But Blinken also said that while he hears calls for Israel to pause the fighting,
I hear virtually no one saying, demanding of Hamas that it stop hiding behind civilians, that it lay down its arms, that it surrender. This is over tomorrow if Hamas does that. This would have been over a month ago, 6 weeks ago, if Hamas had done that. And how can it be that there are no demands made of the aggressor and only demands made of the victim?
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said on Wednesday that anyone thinking Israel will soon stop the war against Hamas is not connected to reality. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Demonstrations continue in Serbia against alleged voter fraud following calls by the main opposition camp to protest the weekend's election results. The results have been marred by reports of irregularities. The vote saw President Aleksandar Vučić claim a commanding victory in both parliamentary and local elections.